Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kedushin Daf Pei. Kedushin 80b. Pagination is 160. We're starting from the Mishnah towards the top of the page on the topic of Yichud, the prohibition for a man and a woman not to be secluded with one another. And we will see the parameters of what would be necessary to make it okay. On a practical level, if you have a man and a woman who are not husband and wife, and therefore have this restriction of yichud, so there are different solutions. One solution, for example, if you have a situation of a woman who has her, for example, elderly father-in-law living in the house. So one solution might be to leave the front door ajar, the screen door perhaps closed but unlocked, and the front door ajar would be an example of Pesach Pasuach, an open door, which would, in many cases, be the solution available to them, that it's no longer considered seclusion. But we'll be starting with the basic principle that a man and woman who are not husband and wife may have a prohibition of yichud upon them. Exceptions include certain close family members, such as a mother and son, or a father and daughter. And there are a number of similar exceptions. There is discussion regarding brother and sister, but all of these either we'll be able to address, or they should be posed as a practical shaila to your rabbinic mentor. Yichud is a common topic, similar to kashrus, for example, which creates practical questions, office scenario, work setting questions, etc., and shailas should be asked. The Mishnah says, Lo yisyachid adam im shtei nashim. One man may not be secluded with two women. Aval isha achas misyachedes im shnei anashim. But one woman is allowed to be secluded with two men. And with this opening statement to the topic of Yichud, the Mishnah very clearly tells us that not everything is going to be focused on equality and balance and everything just following simply. There are other considerations, exactly how male-female are wired by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how these dynamics work. So again, one man with two women is problematic. We're worried that between the women and this man, the situation could develop improperly. And that's really the concept of Yichud, is that nothing bad happened yet, but that once that door locks, there's a certain energy, and that energy could bring people to a bad place. Aval isha achas, but if you're dealing with one woman and two men, then we're not worried about something developing improperly. The two men are a counterbalance so that nothing should develop improperly. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon introduces another concept. Af ish echad misyached im shtei nashim. You could have a case where one man is having yichud, seclusion, with two women. Bizman she ishto imo, if his wife is with him. Now his wife with him is different than a concept that's outlined on the next daf. On the next daf, we have a concept called Baila Ba'ir, the woman's husband is in the city. A woman's husband in the city is a powerful protection, in which case, even if the door would be locked, but her husband is in the city, in many cases, that's sufficient that she should be able to keep her level-headedness in the situation. When it comes to a man, it's not sufficient that his wife is in the city. That's not the wording here. The wording is, ishto imo, his wife is with him. So the wife would have to actually be in the room, and then, shtei nashim, the fact that there are two women there, but his wife is there, and his wife guards him, and that's fine. Likewise, if the wife was, for example, right on the front lawn, and she could come in at any second, that would also be called imo, with him. But if she goes shopping, and she's a few blocks away, that's no longer imo. In the flip case, where the husband was shopping, that would still be a protection for the wife, because that's bailo ba'ir, her husband is in the city. But it doesn't work in reverse, protecting the man. So, for those who like to critique halacha in their silliness, and they look, is the Torah paying preference and trusting women more? Or is it paying preference and trusting men more? It's actually not playing out like that. Each one of these cases is being taken according to the tradition. In the case of two women, we're worried that the two women will go with one man. But in the case of a married woman, merely having her husband in the city is sufficient. Now, in practical halacha, one of the questions that's often posed is, how far does the city work in that statement of Daf Pei Aleph, the next Daf, that Baila Be'ir is sufficient for a woman to be protected? How far does the city go? You could have a very large city with many boroughs. How far does it go between the neighborhoods, etc.? And all of that is dealt with on a practical level in halacha. Now, there are two serious considerations that are on the daf over here, which I'd like to mention. One is that the Gemara considers, in the name of Abba Shaul, that perhaps at the time of a Levaya, things would be different. And if, Rachmana Litzlan, they had to go bury a child, for example, would you be allowed to send one man with two women, which is typically considered yichud, but maybe b'sha'as aninus, at the time of grief, we could be more lenient, and the halacha, as it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, follows the opinion that argues on Abba Shaul, which is afilu b'sha'as aninuso, even in the time of grief, yitzro miskaber alav, the yitzahara can still overcome a person, and a person can't leave themselves in a vulnerable situation, and the laws of Yichud would still apply. This is well connected with the psukim in Zechariah Yudbeis that describe the Levaya of Mashiach ben Yosef as Mishpachas, based Levi Levod Unesheyem Levod, each family, the men, and the women separate at the time of mourning. This concept that mourning doesn't suddenly lift all the restrictions and say that we're all safe. On the contrary, there's actually a source for separate seating at a Levaya from this pasuk in Zechariah. The second serious consideration can be found about 8 lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, lo shanu elo b'ksheirim. These laws of leniency, that if you have two men suddenly it's okay. It's not a problem of yichud. That's talking about people who are kosher Jews, reliable people. Avo beprutzim. But if you have people who are not reliable players in issues of morality, afilu be'asara namilo. You could have 10 people, and it's not going to be acceptable. Have a maisa. There was once a story of Yotzu Asara Bemita. 10 people carried a lady out, and they did improper things with her. It doesn't prove anything just because there are lots of people. We're talking about two people that are kosher, that are morally reliable, and then these leniencies would apply. The Gemara continues onto the next daf with discussions. For example, what happens if they're traveling and you're worried that one of the two might walk away during the traveling? And the Gemara describes the requirement in that case for three people, so that even if one walks away to use the bathroom, so to speak, the woman should still be left with two men and not alone with a single man. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.